We'll open this county commission meeting Monday, May the 16th at 9 o'clock, and we're going to ask Helen Sutee to pray for us, and then Mr. Strophus will lead us in the pledge.
Our dear blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for your goodness and mercy. Lord, for always being there for us when we need you, for always guiding and directing our paths. Lord, we pray today that you give us guidance, wisdom. Lord, we pray for those in the world and the flooding. Father, we have no idea of what others are going through today, but you do. And we pray for protection for them, Lord, and we just pray that you would speed up the Recovery Act and help those that are in need. Again, we pray for wisdom and guidance today, and we thank you, God, for your Son that died on the cross for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I see we have on the agenda the previous minute meeting. Minutes.
Commissioner Strahan, I'll move to approve May 2nd, May 5th, and May 10th with changes as noted and submitted.
I'll second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion passes. Accounts payable.
I move that we approve accounts payable checks number 324479 through 324546, warrants 5412 through 5415.
I'll second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes. Interest transfers in there.
There's no transfers in there. There's only two checks I wanted to make sure that, just for record keeping, that we are still holding out, and that is two checks, 324292 and 324328. We're still holding those two checks. I think we have a meeting on Thursday to discuss those.
That's for legal review of those.
For legal review.
All right. All right. Did you have any other announcements that you wanted to make, Jim?
Just I have a DNR. I'm going to Springfield to meet with DNR today. I know you're going to be doing from road review because of the PD. We're doing a public initial public assessment of all the flood damage, which is not the individual. This is the government side. That starts tomorrow.
Right.
And then tomorrow night, I'm hosting the town hall meeting, more of a follow-up with the Corps is going to be doing a little presentation on the White River reservoirs, how they operate, in a little bit more detail for people. And then FEMA will be on hand and SEMA will be on hand to answer some specific questions. And then the other thing was that it's been requested that we use two message boards to put them in different highly populated areas for people to register their houses. The biggest thing right now is if people register their houses if they had any flood damage so that FEMA can have a documentation of it. And that's tomorrow night at 7.
Okay.
Other than that, that's it.
And then you did state that they will be here for public assistance review.
Starting tomorrow at 1.
Starting tomorrow at 1. The people at Rockaway and places like that, because of the FEMA's request of a single location and everything, they would need to be at this meeting tonight also for information, or at least to know where.
Tomorrow night at 7, yeah. If this is really for the individuals. So if you had any damage from the floodwaters and if you have any questions about the process, they've given us a flow chart, an organizational chart kind of thing of what happens when you call the 800 number, and there's some question right now of, if I had flood insurance, what kind of help do I have? If I had didn't have flood insurance, what type of help? The third thing is, if I had no insurance and I was renting, what kind of help do I get? Those questions will be answered because FEMA will be on hand to be able to answer specifics. So if you had any flood damage individually, not as a government, if you have some questions, feel free to come.
Yeah. We had, and just one thing that the general public needs to know, that we had extremely large amount of roads on our chip and seal from the water damage of actually springs pushing up underneath the chip and seal. And our road and bridge crew has been doing the largest amount of dig outs that we've ever done as far as road repair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I'll be up to today is going around and assessing and looking at those things and different roads that we don't even have on our chip and seal program that need to be patched and worked into place. So I guess at this time we'll recess for the day or adjourn for the
day. Yeah, I'll move that we adjourn for the day.
All right. I'll second that. And we'll be gone and up to county business.
Okay.